The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Wilson of KGLA Algona and Mike Hohenbrink of Kalmar Courier. Brian, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
Thank you, Senator. I guess, first off, maybe can you give us an update here on the farm bill? I know it expires at the end of the month, and it looks like maybe by the end of the year things could get done, but what's the latest there?
Well, I sure hope that things get done by the end of the year so we have a five-year program rather than a one-year extension. If you asked me this question in July, I would have been very positive. What I've been hearing now that we're back after our summer break, that we don't have a text yet to work off of, and that text is usually put together by the chairman of the committee and the ranking Republican. They haven't gotten together to do that, and so it looks more like the possibility of a one-year extension. Now, maybe after Wednesday, we're going to have a meeting of Senate Republicans. I could give you a different answer, but as of now, that's what I know. Mike.
Senator, in recent days, the administration has announced a pair of energy decisions, banning the transportation of liquefied natural gas by rail, and blocking oil drilling across large sections of Alaska and canceling oil leases. What impacts do you see as possible, both for Iowa and the rest of the country?
Well, don't you think you saw some of that, maybe not directly related to your question, but the energy policy of this administration shot up gasoline 60 cents within the last week, and it's ridiculous to stop drilling in Anwar, stop some rights to drill that were granted by the previous administration and things of that nature. And then your question tells me the information that you can't ship natural gas on rail. How inconsistent is that with an administration that doesn't want to have pipelines, any more pipelines? And it's just this whole policy that you and I are talking about just brings definite uncertainty to the petroleum and energy companies so that they don't see a bright future ahead for them and they don't advance as fast as they otherwise would. And so on January 20th, when this president took over, we were energy independent. Now we're energy dependent, importing and things of that nature. It's just ridiculous. And I hope we get a new administration that's going to reverse all these bad policies. Brian.
Yeah, Senator, can you talk maybe a little bit about your efforts to question leaders in the Drug Enforcement Administration about whether or not corruption amongst officials down towards Mexico was known and the seems like the lack of transparency that you're getting there?
Yeah, it's a 76-page study that I don't think very many people are going to read, but it's got a whole history of the bad policies of our administration, not following up on billions of dollars of taxpayer money, how it was actually being used in Mexico to fight drug trafficking, and ended up enriching the cartels so they became much stronger, and the administration just should have been on top of it, and they weren't. And the drug trafficking not stopped, and taxpayers' money being wasted, worse yet, not just being wasted, but enriching the cartel. The fight against drugs is failing because of problems on both sides of the border, on the U.S. federal agencies and corrupt Mexican officials ought to be held accountable, and I hope they will be held accountable. But as far as the money's concerned, it's like locking the barn door after the horse is stolen. You'll never recoup that money. And we're seeing the bad aspects of the federal dollars being wasted by all the fentanyl coming into the country, killing 103,000 Americans by drug overdose. Mike?
Senator, can you give us an update? Where do things stand right now with the request you recently had made with the National Archives? were emails involving President Biden using pseudonyms and personal email addresses. What's the current status of your request, the National
Archives? Well, we have not gotten an answer, so obviously we have not gotten the emails we want. And I think that the House Judiciary Committee is trying to follow up the same way, and they even have subpoena powers. I don't know whether they've exercised their subpoena powers yet, but it may take a inquiry. I want to emphasize inquiry for impeachment as opposed to impeachment per se, but if they start an inquiry voted by the House of Representatives, they'll be able to get all this information. So that may be one good reason for doing it. It's up to the House what they do, but I think that I expect these emails to come to us. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't. I don't have to reiterate to you how many times we seek information. We don't get it, even in spite of the fact that all of these agencies, when they're confirmed by the United States Senate, they all say that they're going to cooperate with Congress on our oversight. Brian?
Yeah, Senator, your office is now taking the nominations for appointments to the service academies, that sort of thing. I guess, what would you say to maybe high school students, young men and women in the state that are thinking about applying? What would you say to encourage them?
Well, if you get your into the academies, you're going to save mom and dad tens of thousands of dollars, and so that's a good financial reason for wanting to go. I hope people that have good leadership capabilities would respond to my invitation to put application in for going to the academies. We can't make people do it, but if you got good leadership potentials, you'll come out of the academies as an officer in either the Army, Navy, Air Force, or Merchant Marines, or Coast Guard, and I guess it's just pretty simple. I'll encourage you to do it. Mike, you'll have the last question.
Sure. Thank you, Senator. With return to work in recent days for Senate members, what progress, if any, is being made on a budget deal? And are there any sine qua nons, any must-haves for either side that might act as a roadblock in the way of achieving a budget deal?
I think the biggest roadblock is Republicans get together in the House of Representatives. And I don't know much more of an update on that than probably you do, because you follow it, I'm sure, in the news, and I follow it in the news. The House has been out for 6 weeks. They're back in now this week. Things are going to have to gel in the next 19 days. And I think the biggest issue is the level of expenditure for the next fiscal year. And all the appropriation bills won't be done by September 30th at the beginning of the new fiscal year. And so we're going to have a continuing resolution for a few weeks, maybe up to, let's say, the Friday before Christmas would probably be ideal. And then during that period of time, pass the appropriation bills. Now, for the first time for several years, the Senate's going to work on individual appropriation bills. The next 2 weeks are going to be dealing with four or five different appropriation bills out of the 12 that we normally deal with. But this is quite a change of the last few years, because normally we haven't dealt with separate appropriation bills. At the end of the year, we'd have an omnibus appropriation bill that you either voted up or down. It's going to be real nice to have an opportunity to debate and amend separate appropriation bills and not do it just because government's about ready to shut down. And that's the case with omnibus appropriation bills. Thank you, Brian and Mike, for participating. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Brian and Mike, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.